The views and opinions of the hosts and guests are their own and do not necessarily reflect the views of the management and staff of Guardian Radio.
March on, Bahama Land. When the melody fades and the banners fall, let the words still chant within your soul. March on, Bahama Land. When the thumping of feet softens and the dust has settled, let the movement echo and pound in your heart. March on, Bahama Land. When the rout has ended and the sky undresses its light, remember that flight has just begun. March on, do not let the sun set on progress. Remain inflamed with passion. Always keep the light, always keep the fight. For if anyone loses the ability to struggle, they lose the ability to stride. No struggle, no stride. March on, Bahama Land. When the rallies retreat and the voices vanish, rally strength, rally hope, rally courage, rally leadership, and shout for justice. Never allow the trampling of freedom. Injustice to one can become injustice to all. March on forever, for it is better to march for miles than to give the opposition an inch. March on, Bahama Land.
Divided before, all for one and one for all. Many islands, one nation. Another milestone celebration. Aquamarine, black and gold. Heaven blessed, sevenfold. Wave your flag, celebrate. Enjoy yourself. Celebrate. Wave your flag. Bahamas, 700 islands, my archipelago, Bahama Islands.
Welcome to Guardian Radio AM. Today is Thursday, July 3rd. It's 11 o'clock in the morning. Again, this is C.A. Nuri, and I shall be your host for today. We continue in our discussion about the debacle between the boaters, American boaters, Canadian boaters, who are concerned about the price increase through via customs. We are delving some old stories to bring in some new stories to find out what is the complaint, what is the concern. I went inside their Facebook group again, and they are still livid with all the Bahamians. They're saying that the whole Bahamas is corrupt because of the increase in price. And you know, people tend to get emotional over money. So I ain't really mad at them, right? But they're just giving out colonizer vibes. You can't be dictating to people in their own country, man. You know, if I say taxes going to increase, taxes going to increase. And if you don't want to pay it, you just move on. But this constant bitterness, this constant calling names, suggestive conspiracy theory that the whole Bahamas is corrupt can continue. And that's what we're having a conversation on. Today, I suppose, I have a guest who's going to be explaining, giving detail about the concerns about the taxes and the fees increases and explaining how the Bahamas can improve the way how they roll out these things. I didn't see him downstairs, so I have to pivot a little bit about the conversation. And I'm hoping to secure that interviewee. Because his insight, because he's a professional, I can tell his name, Peter Murray. I know him. He's a good Bahamian. He's a patriot. And he has been in the industry for some decades now. So he understands the boating industry, what should be our commitment. And I wanted him to explain, because he's president of that association. Aaron, remember the name of the association?
The Association of Marinas in the Bahamas.
Yes, he's president on what is happening and how we should improve the industry is important.
And I wanted him to put his position on the table. So all listening behemoths can understand. So when I bring the custom people in and say, well, okay, these are the position of the association. Why are you all increasing the price by 200-400%? What is the objective? What were you thinking? Why did y'all do the rollout this way? So I'm still hoping that Peter Maury, he said he was coming in. He said, but you know, he's busy. It's peak season. It's July 3rd. United States Independence Day is a busy time for them with all the boats. But he's saying, man, since this announcement for increasing fees and taxes, say business going down at least 20%. You know, he said, it's slow. There's cancellations like crazy, right? And if there's cancellations like crazy, we need at least investigate. What can we do to mitigate? What can we do to assist? I see how our government last year, they discontinued VAT on the boaters. So, man, you want to come register your boat name under the Bahamas flag? You won't pay no more VAT. In fact, they waive some fees and all to make sure it's palatable and it's easy in terms of the flow. But we just continue our conversation. One of the concerns that I think Mr. Maury mentioned one time was the system on how boaters used to pay. And boaters used to pay via this app, right? In the Bahamas, you get your cruises permit. They download an app on their phone. The app has the price of what all the fees and whatever the taxes are. Mm-hmm. You pay it via the app with your credit card. And that business itself would then pay government, right? So we have a business who collects all the money on behalf of the government. And they keep the money and then keep the money and then they pay the relevant agencies that needs to be paid. And I need to mention also that government tend to capture only, and this is my words, mostly people, boaters who dock at marinas. But there are people who do cruises permits who tend not to dock in the marinas and they tend to more in the ocean, more on the side of the beach. And our officials tend to miss those taxes as a norm. So this system came in place where these people found an opportunity to say, hey, we can capture these extra people who tend not to be policed in terms of paying their fees, and then we will compensate, we will pay the taxes for them. And this is where a new debacle is happening about that. And to explain the debacle first, or the concern, or what happened to this system, and then we go into some history of who had the system in place. So go ahead. I want to mention the poem. I'm not sure if you all listened to my Independence Day poem. That was by, let me see if I can find his name, Barr. What Barr first name? B-A-R. I want to just give him some highlight and recognition. I plan to be playing that poem for throughout Independence Day, but I want anyone who has any kind of Independence Day poem or tribute to the Bahamas, and for some reason I can't find Barr's name, can send it in, and I'd be happy to play it while we celebrate our Independence Day. And Aaron, you have that thing, getting ready to read?
So I have this article, Marina Chief, Government Unfairly Stripped Boating.
Willard Barr is his name. I just want to make sure I mention his name.
Say it again.
The poet was Willard Barr.
Okay.
Okay, go ahead. Sorry about that, Aaron.
Marina Chief, Government Unfairly Stripped, Boating Fee Portal, Nassau Tribune, 9th of December, 2024.
So that was December 2024. Okay.
The Association of Bahamas Marinas and its payment partner, quote, have been unfairly stripped, close quotes, by the government of the online portal they created to collect boating fees, the former's president is alleging. Peter Maury, in a letter to Omni Financial Services that railed against the CZ Pass portal's closure. So that's the name of the portal I think you're referencing.
Mm-hmm.
The CZ Pass portal's closure argued that the government appeared to have, quote, taken ownership of the intellectual property, close quotes.
Let's pause here. I want you to start over, because this is the concern here. Partner decided to create an app to collect some fees. And they're now claiming that that the government did something. I want you to start over. Forgive me for having you start over. I just want to make sure the listening audience understand what is happening. So when we have this conversation, they can join in and explain or give their commentary on it. Go ahead again, Eric. Sorry.
All right. So the Association of Bahamas Marinas and its payment partner, quote, have been unfairly stripped, close quotes, by the government of the online portal they created to collect boating fees, the former's president is alleging. Peter Maury, in a letter to Omni Financial Services that railed against the CZ Pass portal's closure, argued that the government appeared to have, quote, taken ownership of the intellectual property, close quotes, for the internet-based facility that they jointly operated for almost 2 years, quote, without proper justification or due process, close quote, end of sentence. The July 10th, 2023 missive that was recently filed with the Supreme Court as a part of Omni and the ABM's claim for $3.473 million in damages saw Mr. Maury accuse the government of an, quote, illegal acquisition of an asset, close quotes, that belonged to the Marina Group and Omni by purportedly breaching the two sides' contract. To operate CZ Pass, which was created as a digital solution for the payment of the 4% charter fee and cruising permit by foreign boaters, and into this nation, Omni and the ABM signed a 10-year contract with the Ministry of Finance called an Electronic Licensing Solution Agreement in October 2020. This stipulated that the government could only terminate the agreement if Omni and or the ABM failed to cure a so-called, quote, material breach, close quotes, after being given 30 days notice, or if the two private sector partners ceased to exist or became the subject of bankruptcy, insolvency, or receivership proceedings. Instead, Omni and the ABM are arguing in their, quote, breach of contract, close quotes, claim that the 10-year deal was and never has been properly terminated by the government. They were ordered to, quote, disable, close quotes, it on October 7th by Simon Wilson, the Ministry of Finance's financial secretary, on the basis that not all boating fees paid through CZ Pass had passed on to the public treasury. That is being vehemently disputed by Omni and Mr. Maury in his capacity as ABM trustee, as they argue that the government and the accounting firm it hired to examine the fee collection process have yet to supply any evidence to show outstanding monies were not paid over. Mr. Maury, in his July 10th, 2023 letter to Harvey Morris, Omni's principal, voiced, quote, deep concern, close quotes, over what he described as, quote, the apparently illegal actions, close quote, taken against the provider which supplied the payment platform for the CZ Pass portal solution. Quote, from the information available to me, the government has taken ownership of the intellectual property of the portal that was run by the ABM, that's the Association of Bahamas Marinas, without provision or due process, close quotes, Mr. Maury wrote. Quote, such actions raise fundamental questions about transparency, accountability, and the rule of law. Omni Financial Services, which has been entrusted with the management and operation of the Marina's online collection platform, seems to have been unfairly stripped of its rights and property. The license agreement that was given to the ABM by the government was to provide easy online access to pay charter fees for all yachts chartering in the Bahamas. Close quotes, asserting that it was, quote, important to establish whether legal procedures were followed, close quotes. Mr. Maury added that the agreement with the government called for Omni to receive a 1.5% fee or commission per transaction for processing the fee payment. A further 2% was to be used by the ABM to finance the restoration of navigational aids around the Bahamas to the public treasury. Quote, the Bahamas has a reputation as a destination that respects the rights of individuals and businesses, upholds the principles of justice, and fosters an environment conducive to investment and growth. Close quotes, Mr. Maury added, quote, this illegal acquisition of an asset of the ABM by the government tarnishes this reputation and undermines the confidence of both local and international investors. Close quotes. Recalling the October 7th, 2022 meeting during which Mr. Wilson told him to shut CZ Pass down, Mr. Maury asked, quote, if we could keep the portal running as it is a great convenience to our guests and keeps the traffic flowing, close quotes. He informed Mr. Morris that the, I'm not sure if that's a typo. I think that may supposed to be Maury. Mm-hmm. That the financial secretary replied that the government, quote, would consider a new payment platform, close quotes, and suggest which one to use. The ABM chief added that he asked the Port Department's commander, Burnwright, if the agency had a way to collect the charter and permit fees in CZ Pass's absence. He allegedly replied in the affirmative, and Mr. Maury wrote, quote, I immediately asked Commander Wright and Mr. Wilson to show me how it works so that I could share it with the other mariners and the yacht captains. They fiddled around on the web browser and were unable to show me how to sign up or process a fee payment. The only viable functions is the ABM's portal, and as far as we know, this is still the case, close quotes. Nevertheless, immediately after that meeting, on the very same day, Mr. Maury received a letter from Commander Wright ordering that CZ Pass be disabled. Quote, I replied to Commander Wright that he did not have the authority to cancel the license, as this was passed in cabinet and approved by the Minister of Finance / Deputy Prime Minister at the time was K. Peter Turnquest, and the Prime Minister, close quotes. Mr. Maury added, new sentence, Omni and the ABM in their joint claim filed on October 28th, 2024, reiterated the assertion that the demand to shut CZ Pass down represented a breach of their 10-year contract and that Commander Wright had, quote, unlawfully issued a directive, close quotes. They asserted that the electronic licensing solution agreement, October 16, 2020, quote, remains in effect to date by reason of the unlawful acts, close quotes, of the government, quote, and the non-acceptance by the claimants of the repudiatory.
Okay.
Breach of the contract, close quotes. However, the government, in its defense and counterclaim against Omni and the ABM, alleged that CZ Pass was, quote, highly ineffective, close quotes, due to what it asserted was the inability to remit funds collected to the government on a timely basis. Quote, The Omni ABM platform was for the collection of 4% charter fees, which constitutes a fraction of the Port Department's regulatory role. Close quotes. The government added, quote, additionally, the platform created by Omni and ABM was beyond the scope of the contractual agreement in that the claimants not only collected 4% charter fees as agreed, but went way beyond the agreed terms and conducted administrative functions in breach of the agreement. Quote, the Port Department never received access to the back end of the solution. Hence, there was no engagement between the Port Department and the customer. Close quotes. End of article. And Mr. Nuri, just sort of respectfully and not wanting to complicate.
Yes, right? I was going to mention that this is before the court, right? So we are limited on what we, at least drawing conclusions, but we can cite what is in the article. Remind us of where the article is so anyone listening right. can go back and read it for themselves. But I want to pick out facts,
so
like things that we definitely know that is happening based on the article itself.
Marina Chief, Government Unfairly Stripped Boating Fee Portal, Nassau Tribune, 9th of December, 24.
Okay. So now let's talk about what all we know before we go and talk about Omni. What all we know. When was this agreement with the government and the association and this Omni business happen?
All right. So I go back to, I read straight from the article.
Yeah.
Here's a sentence. They asserted that the electronic licensing solution agreement dated October 16th, 2020.
Who was the government during that time?
That was a Minister-led administration.
Minister-led administration.
In the article, they
mentioned
indicate
who was the Minister of Finance at the time?
It was the deputy, well, it was KP de Turnquest.
The then Deputy Prime Minister.
I don't recognize.
Yeah, but the, for the article.
It's unnecessary.
Let's go by the article.
Minister of Finance is sufficient.
Yes, Ministry of Finance. He was the Minister of Finance then.
Yeah.
Right? So they had an agreement. There is now a concern by the government. And a concern by the organization who's collecting. The government lists what their concerns was. One was timely payment.
They said, right, however, the government, in its defense and counterclaim against Omni and ABM, alleged that CZ Pass was, quote, highly ineffective due to what it asserted was the inability to remit funds collected to the government timely basis.
That's one.
Quote, the Omni platform was for the collection of 4% charter fees, which constitutes a fraction of the Port Department's regulatory role, close quotes, the government added. Additionally, the platform created by Omni and the ABM was beyond the scope of the contractual agreement in that the claimants not only collected 4% charter fees as agreed, but went way beyond the agreed terms and conducted administrative functions in breach of the agreement. So it's two. Right?
It was a long sentence, by the way.
Right, I know. But so they are saying that the app itself in its operation went beyond the scope of what they were authorized to do and performed administrative functions.
Extra things.
I mean, I don't think that's a matter that would jeopardize the integrity of the case before the court.
That's two.
Yeah.
Any more other things why would the government, our government, is concerned about?
And then I guess the third, the Port Department never received access to the back end of the solution. Hence, there was no engagement between the Port Department and the customer. And so I guess the Port Department thought that they would actually be on the page and people would have to get approval directly from them.
Mm-hmm.
I don't, like I said, this is still before the courts,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, but and that's why I said we're just going to cite what's inside.
Yeah, be measured in our critique. I just want to say that you ever seen me with a mouthful of words?
Yeah, damn.
Yeah, that's today.
Yes, there's a lot of words. Let's go back in terms of the association, the Omni and the group and what their concerns is. Because apparently they mentioned that what has replaced the system, the computerized system. The link.
Well, now this article, it was written December 2024. We're now in the beginning week of July 2025.
Months,
right?
6 months gone by. 7 months gone by.
We'd have to go through some other articles to see if there's been a substantive change.
I also know what's listed inside that.
No,
article.
But I know. What I'm
no,
saying
I agree. I agree.
Maury, in the article, and we could start here. He informed Mr. Morris that the financial secretary replied that the government, quote, would consider a new payment platform and suggest which one to use.
So our government wants to replace whatever platform.
Right. The ABM chief added that he asked support departments commander Byrne Wright if the agency had a way to collect the charter and permit fees and seize these passes absence. He allegedly replied in the affirmative, and later in the article, Maury, in retelling or recalling the meeting, says that he asked those government representatives in the meeting to show him how the portal works.
And he might need to help one or two people on the dock.
And he said that they...
At the time.
Yeah, you know, I want to read it directly. So here's the quote. And Mr. Maury wrote, quote, I immediately asked Commander Wright and Mr. Wilson to show me how it works so that I could share it with the other mariners and the yacht captains. They fiddled around on the web browser and were unable to show me how to sign up or process a payment fee, which I don't know if that means that they had an app, but they were unable to work it.
System was down.
If they had an app and the app itself is still not working, or no app existed and they was, you know... Okay.
So let me pivot and gear the conversation.
We haven't finished answering your question. So what were the issues put on the table by ABM?
Yeah.
And I don't want to say an Omni, because it appears as if ABM is putting the issues on the table.
But they contract with Omni.
No, I know, but I want to just make this distinction. It appears as if ABM is iterating what the issues are and highlighting how Omni is involved, right?
I see.
So, Peter Maury, in a letter to Omni that railed against CZ Pass Portal's closure, argued that the government appeared to have, quote, taken ownership of the intellectual property, close quotes, for the internet-based facility that they jointly operated for almost 2 years. Mm-hmm. So that's one point. Mm-hmm. The second point is, quote, without proper justification or due process. Mm. Right? And I think Mr. Maury...
How long is this contract, he said?
They said it was their contract.
And they only did it for 2 years. So they said it's a breach and he has to go.
Right.
And that they said there's...
So what Mr. Maury stated in the letter, or in this article, is that when the commander wrote him saying to disable the system, Maury responded that... You can't do that. Mm. The way that this agreement came to being does not permit you or does not give you authorization to end it in this way. And then he referenced that this went to cabinet, right? Mm. That which suggests killer procedure required to end the agreement or to end the contract.
Okay.
Maybe terminate.
Terminate. But at this present time, it's at least suspended, if not terminated.
Right. But so what Maury is arguing or putting on the table is that because you did not terminate the contractual relationship properly, it still exists, and thus you have statutory or contractual obligations to us.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Now I want to know the history of the...
I wanted to ask my guest, no?
The history of the contracted. Have they have experience? Do we know of any... created any app of this group created any app before?
I have no idea.
No?
I did find an article, though.
Okay.
That references Omni Financial.
Okay.
But the article is dated 2023, right? 7th of March, 2023. Okay. So I'm not certain if I could say that this company has created an app before. Because remember, the contractual agreement with the government began in 2020. But let's delve into this article.
Okay.
PM doubles down over $6.4 million provider license. That's Nassau Tribune, 7th of March, 2023. The Prime Minister last night doubled down on...
Which Prime Minister is this? This is the new Prime Minister or the old Prime Minister?
Well, it's 2023.
Okay.
So,
Davis.
PM Davis.
Okay.
The Prime Minister last night doubled down on accusations that the payments provider, which has failed to remit $6.4 million to the government, was not licensed to collect funds on its behalf. hitting back at assertions by Michael Pintard, the opposition's leader, that he had misled the House of Assembly on the situation. Philip Davis, KC, reiterated that the company, who he still declined to name, was not licensed by either the Central Bank or Securities Commission to conduct the activities for which the Minnis administration hired it to perform.
Okay, so we don't know if this is the same company, because the current prime minister didn't name the company, but there's reference that the former administration hired a company that's kind of similar. But we don't know who it is. Yeah, she going quiet.
Yeah.
Yeah, but for the truth.
I'm not quite sure if I agree with that technically.
I try to be safe too.
No, yeah. Quote, it was suggested by the member for Marcos City that I misled the House because I said that the company collected monies on behalf of the government.
An unknown company. We didn't know it. He didn't give the name. Did he give the name? Did he give a name?
He said he didn't give the name, but that's not the point, because him not giving the name is not the same thing as an unknown company.
Okay.
So I get, be careful with how I speak, because
the company that I do not know the name.
The company that the prime minister said he will not name.
Okay, I like that.
Yeah? Let's go back and start at the beginning of the paragraph. Quote, it was suggested by the member from Marcos City that I misled the House because I said that the company collected monies on behalf of the government. That's what I said. The company. And he said that the company contracted by the government. Listen to me carefully. That the company that was contracted by the government was licensed by the Central Bank of the Bahamas. Close quotes, Mr. Davis said. Quote, the company, and I will not call the name, I have the name, that company was incorporated on January 18th, 2018. That company was not licensed by the Securities Commission and Central Bank hired them. I will say no more on this subject anymore. But if you want to go down that line again, call the Central Bank and Securities Commission.
I want to pause you there because I think my guess is on.
All right. Hold on. Close quotes before raising it again. Full stop. End the paragraph.
Okay. Producer, let me accept this call. Confirm that's the guess I want. Then we can put them on hold and then we go to commercial break. Peter Murray, is that you? Hello, can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you.
Yes, we're going to go on a quick commercial break, and then we're going to have you come into the conversation. I'm hoping that you were able to hear the conversation whilst you were driving, listening. But we're going to take this quick commercial break, and then we'll have you give your commentary on everything right after this. This is Guardian Radio AM. We're going to come back. We're going to speak to Peter Murray, who is the president of
the Association of
Bahamas Mariners.
Yes. Let's take this quick break, Kermit, and then we come back and speak to Mr. Murray.
From East San Salvador, Spanish Wells, shine your light. Lift up your head and never be scared. A true Bahamia, born, bred, and dead.
Impactful printing services, look no further. Let Printmasters bring your masterpiece to life. Cannot. Our affordable pricing and friendly, efficient staff makes Printmasters the ultimate choice for all your printing needs. We can deliver any type of printing services, from banners to booklets to business cards. You name it, we can print it.
Let Printmasters bring your masterpiece to
located
life.
Located at the Nassau Guardian Building, telephone 302-2361.
Love the show? Want to give your support? Become a sponsor today. Call 302-2300 for our rates and packages. That's 302-2300. Become a sponsor on Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
For a medical facility, it's not enough to provide state-of-the-art technologies for the screening, diagnosis, and treatment of catastrophic illnesses like heart disease, cancer, or kidney failure, nor to have certified specialists for advanced medical procedures, a hybrid surgical and interventional suite, nor support services like imaging, lab, and pharmacy under one roof. The Medical Pavilion Bahamas makes them all affordable via its partnered care model. The Medical Pavilion Bahamas, 72 Collins Avenue, telephone 356-6666.
Sign up now for the Michael Scudery Peace on the Streets Basketball Club. We are doing it big. Sign up for 13 and under Tropical Gyro, 16 and under the Myers Group, Sun Oil, 20 and under in the Church Group, We Buy You Sell, the Design Group in the Open Division, and for the first time, the Jamaica Bahamas Corporate Division. Competition begins July 14th to the 20th at the Hope Center. And then Kendall Isaacs. That's the Michael Scudery Peace on the Streets Basketball Classic, where we shoot hoops instead of guns.
And welcome back to Guardian Radio AM. We have Mr. Peter Murray on the line right now, and his organization have some concerns. I'm going to allow him the space to go in detail about his concerns so the listening audience could be aware of what is happening. Go ahead, Mr. Murray.
Can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you. Go ahead, sir.
Yeah, so, I mean, our real concerns are the way that these, you know, these measures and these bills and legislations are rolled out. It just, we have not had a, you know, a chance to disseminate them to, you know, the customers that are coming into the country. The customs site is not correctly implemented. You can't get the digital, the frequent digital cruising card, I think is what they call it.
Mm-hmm.
That doesn't work. You have to, you know, go to a customs office or pay in cash, and they give you a piece of paper. I mean, how is it a digital document if you still got to go pay with paper? The fees have not been properly itemized for attendances and things like that. You know, everything we've asked for has not been done, and this is our greatest concern. Plus the fact that, you know, marinas and businesses all around the Bahamas are now affected. Bahamians are losing jobs because of this. So unless it's the government's intention to run everybody out of the Bahamas and put them all on cruise ships, including vacation properties, marinas, hotels, and everything else, which seems to be the case, because we get to hear about all the cruise ship numbers all the time. Like, there's no national plan here. There's no future opportunity for Bahamians in this industry. We got one pretty much win with the Port Department allowing Bahamians to participate directly, legally, to participate in the industry. And then the Ministry of Finance and Customs takes that all away by removing the boats. So it's like one hand is not talking to the other. And more than that, when we roll out a program, there's no thought process in how this is going to work. They just say, okay, this is what we're doing. Here's the law. And then nothing works. It's a disaster.
Ms. Murray,
it's an embarrassment, to be honest, especially for Bahamian businesses and you know, future opportunity for Bahamians. Because if you look at it, the same exact thing happened 2 years ago. You think they would have learned their lesson, you know? And then before that, when they increased the fee. So we've had three increases in less than 5 years. What other industry, hospitality, has even seen anything close to that?
So let's talk about that. A number of Bahamians saying that it seems as if boaters, foreign boaters, are complaining about the increase. This is like you mentioned, it's like the third time there has been an increase, and there's always, every time we have the increase, we hear this cry out, right? But one of the issues is the rolling out of the process and how we operate. There's a current system with your organization partnered with Omni, which used to collect the fees for the government and pay whatever the fees are then. That isn't happening anymore. Can you tell us what has been replaced with?
The Association of Marinas paid. We paid for that as an organization ourselves. We're not government funded. This cost the taxpayers nothing. All it was a way for the taxpayers, or sorry, the boats, to pay their fees directly to the Treasury. And we weren't even involved in it other than, you know, we were the ones that implemented it with Omni Bahamas, which is a Bahamian company and a payment platform at the time you know, that they were basically like, we're not touching this, we're too busy. The other one was like, I think Island Pay, and then we never got a, or something like that. I don't know if that's the name. As an organization, we got three quotes, or tried to get three, you know, quotes. Anyway, Omni Bahamas was the one that ended up doing it because they were available and they were already had a payment platform for immigration. So they knew the process. So naturally we used them. It was not, you know, there was nothing political or anything else. I mean, we're a membership of, you know, 50 odd marinas and 70 allied members. I don't know what these, you know, what people's political persuasions are. And so it has nothing to do with that. We're just businesses, Bahamians, you know? So anyway, long story short, government changes, they take it down for political reasons, obviously, and said, oh, well, they weren't getting the money. Come to find out, they did the audit and found out that, you know, which they didn't publicize, you know, for what reason, I don't know. You know, they should have made it public and say, look, paid the $5 million, but we got overpaid. So they actually owe the company, Omni, money, as far as I know, you know, and I don't think they've settled. I don't even know. But regardless, we were told they were going to take it down, and they were going to put something else up. Apparently, in the budget, there was a $3.8 million payment for this portal that was supposed to be, you know, launched. 3 years later, nothing. Then this year, John Pender said in the House of Assembly, he said, you know, he's the parliamentary secretary for, I guess, maritime. I don't know. Yachts. I'm not quite sure the title anymore. But anyway, you know, in February, said by June 1st, we would have this. June 1st came and went. We're in July now, and there's still no portal. Then we get these ridiculous fees increases by 300%, and then they roll it out, and the customs portal, click to clear, doesn't even work properly. So customers, you know, I mean, I don't even know. Today, I'll look right now. I don't think they've, as of yesterday, they hadn't even updated the fees on the customs website.
So there's still some hiccups.
Any tourist coming in looks at that and goes, oh, well, you know, it's $300. They get to the dock and it's like, well, it's actually $500 plus an anchorage fee plus a fishing tax, you know. And it's like, you can understand the frustration of these visitors coming into the country. I know a lot of Bahamians think that we shouldn't have visitors, in, you know, in our waters, but the fact is, it also provides a lot of jobs. So unless they're going to find these people, it's a necessity, just like the cruise ships are. Like a lot of people, Bahamians depend on that industry. Plus, our government is tied at the hip. I think they get, you know, $300 or $400 million a year just in fees from them. But my point is, like, you know, if we're going to do this stuff, let's make it. I mean, you wouldn't want to come into a store and they say, you know, and you know they have a special for whatever it is, you know, a can of soup for $10, you walk in there like, oh, it's actually 20. You know,
Mr. Morin, good day. This is Aaron Green. A quick question. Is the CZ Pass matter been brought before the courts?
Oh, yeah.
And is it still before the courts?
I don't know what stage it's in. Okay. I know that a complaint was filed by the company Omni Bahamas. Obviously, I was the president at the time. I was the one that signed the 10-year contract with the government and the Ministry of Finance.
Okay, so hold on. You're saying the complaint was brought by Omni, but you were the president of the Marinas Association at the time?
Yeah.
Okay, no problem.
And here's the thing, is a lot of people don't understand it, but the way that it works is, you know, when we went to the government, I've been saying this for decades. The association has pushed for this for decades. I mean, almost 20 years. We've been fees online, we will help push it if you put it online so that the boats can pay, because time after time, you know, people were saying, look, where do we pay the fee? We have to go to the port department to pay. There's no electronic payment. And it's like, well, this guy could be somewhere else booking, you know, a trip to the Bahamas. They're not going to fly over on vacation and then go, you know, stand in line at the port to pay a fee. That just doesn't even make sense. But that's what we're asking people to do now. We're like, well, you know, the fishing permit is not quite ready on the portal or the, you know, the digital. So you actually have to go to Crawford Street, you know, take time out of your day. And with Bahamian traffic, it probably take you half a day to go pay that, you know. I mean, and it's July 4th. These people are like, they want to go on vacation. We don't do that to anybody else. No other tourists. The cruise ships, they fast track them off the boats. You know, they stuff them through the turnstiles and get them out onto Bay Street. you know, and then run them down to the beach or whatever they do. I don't know. But, you know, same with the hotels. They come through the airport, they clear customs and immigration. They don't have to go to another department and find their way there to go and pay for something. So, like, it's anti-tourism. And I don't know what the purpose is, but, you know,
well,
it's just makes no sense.
I've raised that it feels like there's a complete lack of coherence in the space, and I think you iterated that earlier. I have another question. It's a little complicated, but not actually. In my research, I found a number of articles highlighting issues of concern for the Association of Marinas and boaters generally, right? For instance, the article, Boater Backlash on Fee Increases Plus ID Install Confusion, and they speak to the implementation or the change in protocols for the operation of an automated identification system,
AIS,
right?
Yes.
Then there is your concerns about the Maritime Revenue Unit bill and the sense that jobs or tasks that should be done by uniformed forces are being contracted out to private services. There's also, I got another series of articles here I want to touch on. The marinas seek mercy with boating-related food sales and other auxiliary services have dropped. And then there is the seabed issue where actors in the space are concerned that with the implementation of new protocols for quote-unquote occupying seabeds, that there's a lack of clarity on what the fee structure would look like. For instance, would individuals, marinas, be required to pay a fee to license use of the seabed and a dock fee, right? Could you kind of just very briefly draw these issues together so people could understand why all of the issues are important and how they impact both boaters and marina operators?
Okay. So the first one, just to speak to that, like as far as the fees go, there has to be an easy way to do this. And this is our concern. If the fee is going to be $8,000, you know, for the entry, and, you know, you have to pay a mandatory anchorage fee and you have to pay a fishing permit. You know, our thing was, you know, so if the fishing permit is, it's for 30 days. So why do you pay an annual cruising permit and then just pay every 30 days, you got to go to customs to go and renew your license. So it doesn't make any sense. You know, what is the purpose of that? I mean, I know what the purpose is, but
question. An association lodged a challenge on this specific issue before the courts?
Yeah, no.
Okay.
No.
Because for me, in this specific instance, it feels like it is an attempt to use policy to police, right? As opposed to using police to police.
Right.
Yeah.
And this is you're absolutely correct. I mean, you know, and in a lot of cases, you know, these people, you know, they have wealth. And most of all, you know, even if it's a center console these days, you know, it's $500,000 or $1 million. I don't know, you know, these 4-engine boats and stuff. They don't want their boat impounded. You know, they don't want to go to Fox Hill. I mean, everybody's heard, you know, I mean, our prison here is legendary, right? We're in the Amnesty International. I mean, I grew up as a kid. I knew I never wanted to go there, you know? So I'm just saying, like, this keeps pretty people honest, but you know, they make it so difficult. It almost forces people. You know, can you imagine if somebody's in the Exumas and all of a sudden, you know, they have a cruising permit, they're down there with their family, it's 4th of July, they've been in country for 2 months, you know, and all of a sudden, boom, their fishing permit's up today. And they're like, okay, so do we go back to Nassau and fulfill it or refill it or whatever, you know, or do we just stay down here for the rest of the 3 days? Yeah, we're out of, you know, we're breaking the law, but hopefully, you know, we can get, you know, it just doesn't make any sense what they're doing. You know, it just, so then what do you do? Go pay somebody off? I mean,
no,
ridiculous.
Don't pay nobody off.
Mr. Murray, I want to ask this question.
I know what you were doing.
They're doing. They're like, hey, you know what? We're going to make you break the law, and then you got to pay us off. And that's what it seems like.
No, I can appreciate that people feel it was sort of.
Well, that's how I feel. I don't know how they feel, but like it's intentional to me. You know, that's how I feel. I'm like, this is any you know, rationally minded person could say, look, we're giving you a 1 year cruising permit to go all around the Bahamas. You know, so we'll give you a 1 year fishing license, and this is what you can buy it, the 30 day, or you can buy the 1 year. Yes. So the 30 day is $100 and the 1 year is $600. Well, everybody's going to buy the 1 year, you know, even if they don't even use it.
Mr. Moore, yeah,
so it's more money in the economics, but the way it's designed, like that's the rational thought. The intentional is, let's just do it for 30 days and we're going to make them, you know, break the law so we can catch them.
Your organization that bookings has declined due to the increase in prices. Is it an increase in prices, or is it because of the new regulations that the U.S., the new presidency, is implementing and their Americans decide not to travel as much?
No, I think that the U.S. policies don't have anything to do with it. If you look at the American market, the stock market's at over 44,000. Their inflation, you know, well, with the adjusted, if you adjusted the interest rate for 1.2%, I think it's 2% right
it's
now.
It's not that boats are not.
Like, Americans have money, and there's 143 million tourists going to South Florida, and a lot of those boaters want to come to the Bahamas. But, you know, so I don't see that as an issue. I think it's the implementation of what we're doing. There was, you know, countless times the government said there's consultation with the stakeholders. And I'm a stakeholder, and so is every member. And then we're all going, who did they talk to? Did they talk to you? No. Did they talk to you? No. Didn't talk to me. So who are they talking to? Like what stakeholder?
Mr. Moore, we want to invite you in the studio to make sure go into detail about this. We want the listening audience to understand how important is the boating industry. And you give some details about how it has impacted jobs and the economy. But we are out of time. But we still have an open invitation for you whenever you're free to come in and then give us a history and a narrative of the boating industry and the marina industry in particular.
And identify some websites and social media presence where people could learn more about the policies and regulations that govern the space both locally and regionally.
And also jobs and opportunities, right?
Well, that's the big thing, right? I mean, I was one of the founders of the Association of Marinas. We tried to, you know, build this up with the marinas, and now we're building it up for Bahamians to be in this same field.
Yes. So we'll invite you back just to talk just about that. Even you can bring some more of your associates to come online on with you to talk about it. This has been Guardian Radio. Thank you very much, Peter Murray. This has been Guardian Radio AM with C.A. Nuri. Thank you very much, Aaron Green. It's 12 o'clock. We're going straight to the news.
National Day of Wellness.
Yes. Bye-bye.
Thank you.
Cat Islands, Crooked Islands, Inutra Exuma, Grand Bahama, Hammer Island in Agua, Long Island Make Wanna, New Providence, Paradise Islands, Crooked Islands.
This is Guardian Radio 96.9 FM, streaming on GuardianTalkRadio.com and the Guardian Radio app, Nassau, Bahamas.